Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Ryan. That's right, Ryan Hollins is in for Rob Parker, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Ryan, where can they find you?
The Ryan Hollins, man. The Ryan Hollins. It's Ryan Hollins on IG, man.
What about Twitter?
The Ryan Hollins, the...
No. All right. I'm just giving you a chance to shine.
You're like a, you know, you kind of a big time, man, when it comes to Twitter and IG. Like, you on there, but you don't really, you communicate with who you want to communicate with, Chris. You know, you a down
I'm
brother.
You, you to have me on your IG live show. You haven't had a brother on yet.
Chris, if we were,
I couldn't make it 1 week, and that's it.
Chris, if we
now
were on,
I'm out. Now I'm persona non grata.
If we were on a phone call, I would hang up on you right now. But we don't have neither of us. Neither of us have the option to just walk off set right now. Okay,
man.
So I'm gonna leave it at that, man.
All right, man. We got our man Brandon Marshall, co-host of First Things First, of course, the former NFL star wide receiver, joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's gonna be a lot of fun. But right now, Ryan, let's stick with the NBA. And Kevin Durant, and you know KD, man, is always on social media, going at it with folks. And today was no different. And so there were some people tweeting. One dude, Cuffs the Legend, who's fairly well known in the basketball world, he tweeted that this series between the Phoenix Suns and Milwaukee Bucks is the best. Hold on, I lost it. He said it is the best NBA Finals that we've seen since 2016. Of course, that's when LeBron and the Cavs came back from the 3-1 deficit and beat Golden State before KD got there. I just hope we get a Game 7, Cuff says. Easy Money Sniper, also known as Kevin Durant, responds, Warriors-Cavs 2017? You know, like, did you forget about how great that finals was? And Cuffs the Legend responds to KD, unbalanced stacked decks are automatically disqualified. KD shoots back, perfectly even matchup, fam, top to bottom. Here's what I want to ask you. I don't even need to discuss whether or not this is the best final since 2016. Because to me, that's evident. 2017 was a mismatch. Golden State wins 4-1 because Kevin Durant's there. Or was it 4-0? What was it, Rob?
4-1.
4-1.
Yeah,
then the next year, was it the next year, 2018, when they swept them?
Hold 2018? On, 2017.
Yeah, they swept them in 2018. 2019, of course, Kawhi wins for Toronto. But, you know, it's injury laden. KD's out. Klay Thompson ends up getting hurt. And then last year, of course, a mismatch with Miami making it through the pixie dust in the bubble, somehow getting to the finals, and the Lakers ran over them. So this is definitely the best finals. It's a fantastic finals, and it's the best we've seen since 2016. Cuffs the Legend is absolutely right. But what I want to say, Ryan, is what do you make of KD? I mean, KD is a smart basketball. We know he's a smart player. But he also is a student of the game. KD, you know, knows the history of game and studies the players and of yesteryear and today. And, you know, he does his little rankings and all that stuff. So is he – he knows 2017 was a freaking mismatch. So is this him trying to justify his championships in Golden State once more? What is this?
This is Kevin Durant not having any respect for Giannis, flat out. This is him looking at the Bucks versus the Suns and going, dog, this was going to be my easiest. No, well, nah, I can't say the easiest, but yeah, this was going to be a breeze.
Another easy one.
This is going to be a breeze. The Suns? Who's going to guard me? Mikal Bridges? Kevin Durant? He's so mad. Why? Because here's the thing. It would have been the monkey off his back. It would have said, hey,
well,
Kevin.
Yeah,
this
you mean
is
if they
your...
remained injured?
Well, no. It would have been, hey.
Because it ain't going to be no monkey off his back with James Harden and Kyrie Irving.
What I'm saying is if he won it, no. It's different. As stacked as that team was, you still look at it. And I know it's haters out there. My guy Max Kellerman that would have said, hey, and you look at it and you say, that was Steph's team. You still look. No matter what KD did, you're like, you know what, that was Steph's team.
Agreed.
You look at this with Kyrie and James, even if they were healthy, if it was just one of them, whatever, and you would have said, you know what, this is KD's team. KD knows that they – I don't know if I can say they dropped. It just wasn't meant to be. But it was the perfect time for him to solidify and put a stamp on his legacy, man, because there are still question marks on saying that, KD, that was Stephen Clay's deal and not yours, and he's frustrated watching. That's what I think it's about, Chris. And I think he looks at Giannis and it's like, dog, you ain't better than me. You know you ain't better than me. You just fell into a good situation. And we saw the performance that he had that left it undeniable, Chris, and I hope you don't question. It left it undeniable that he is the best and baddest man on the planet. He picked up where he left off, because when he pulled that Achilles that year, he was the best player on the planet. I was covering a series, Chris, for the Clippers, and he was out of control. After he had to let us know, I'm Kevin Durant. You know, I'm still Kevin Durant. That's when he went off. And Chris, you know, I think you answered it already, but me and you both have covered the NBA Finals for that. I haven't done it as long as you have, but it was boring, man. These finals were tough. We were trying to create excitement
when
for a
Golden
while.
State was there. When KD was in Golden State. No doubt about it. Look, KD, and you know this, Ryan, KD respects skills. Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, that's why he and I think he and Kyrie are similar in that regard.
Very true.
I think they look at each other and like, yo, look at that handle. Kyrie got the handle. Kyrie can pass. Kyrie got the J. There's nothing he can't do. And Kyrie looks at KD, 7-footer, can shoot as well as anybody, can handle, can pass, can drive. Like, that's what they like. They aren't, I don't think, and that's why I do agree with you on KD's feelings on Giannis. I think he respects him at a certain level.
He showed Giannis this.
But Giannis don't do it with skills, just with mostly skills. Like, Giannis is a freak athlete who has skills, but they're not like elite, you know what I'm saying? Elite skills. A big part of his success is his athleticism and size. It's like people, it's kind of like the difference between Shaq and Olajuwon. A lot of people, you look at Olajuwon, you just say, man, dude had mad skills, right? And Shaq, yes, he's got skills, but a big part of his success, a huge part, was just his size, strength, and athleticism. And so I think that's how KD looks at, you know, the game.
And so, am I
right about that?
Not yet. No, you're right. And I'll tell you why I know Kyrie feels that way, too. I played with Kyrie his first year over in Cleveland. And, you know, one of the summers after that, I was on a Clipper. We played pickup ball. And I remember Kyrie was just scoring so – I mean, step back, pow, pow, pow. He was doing his thing. And we were playing. And he threw me the ball and was like, hey, like, go get busy. And I'm like – you know, normally I got you, but I got to be on, dog. Like, I ain't, like, let's go pick and roll or something. Let's play some elbow game. Like, you know, let's play, set me up, Kyrie. But he almost looked at me like, huh? Like, all right, your turn too, go. Like,
dog, I
got to be feeling it before I cook like that. Like, I wasn't in my bag yet. Kyrie bag, he's stuck in the bag. So, no, as far as a skill set standpoint, you know, I absolutely agree. And I don't want to fire this up again. But I'm gonna throw it out there. I don't want to dig into it. That's part of it. In terms of Kyrie, that's where Kyrie had his moments with LeBron.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think, and I've talked about this with Nick Wright on First Things First, I think KD, remember, didn't KD have a list out a while ago, a few years ago, when LeBron wasn't in his top five or something like that?
I can't remember specifically.
I don't want to speak on that factually yet, but I think I remember something like that. Then he kind of corrected it. But I do think, I don't know if this is the fact. I think, yes, they respect LeBron's game and all that, but I think, look, LeBron ain't the shooter that they are. He doesn't have the handle, obviously, of Kyrie. Nobody does. But, like, I think they look at a lot of LeBron's success for all his court vision, great passing ability, is size and athleticism, too.
I'll give you this, Chris. It's no different than with Michael Jordan. I'm not going to say their names, but I was talking against a guy who played in the finals against them. And just said we had him locked up, and he just happened to hit the shot, and he was small, and we would post him, and all this and that, and the respect wasn't there. And we've heard Isaiah Thomas.
The respect for Jordan wasn't there?
The respect for Jordan is not, and still to this day ain't there the same way, because, you know, when you play against a guy, you're like, well, you know, you had 30, but I had 20, or I had 32, and they look at Mike like that, and Isaiah Thomas has a leg to stand on, because he's like, I dominated you, Mike. You got good when we left. He doesn't have the same respect for Mike.
Now you just getting all beside yourself.
No, I'm saying I'm giving perspective when you played against.
Mike did it with skills. I mean, granted, he had athleticism.
No, what I'm saying is when sometimes two great players compete against each other, they don't have that respect that we see from the outside. I'm not saying I agree with the point, Chris. I'm saying it's no different than it took Paul, and I played with Paul, a while to have a different respect for Kobe, because Kobe really struggled guarding Paul. Paul is 6'8".
Paul Pierce.
Yeah. So when you compete against a guy.
LeBron. I mean, Paul, you know,
his
relationship with LeBron.
Listen, Paul and KG didn't get, and you know, this is why Paul kind of pawed me, because Paul was the one who also didn't have LeBron in his deal. And it's like, after we lost and we were up 3-2 in those Eastern Conference Finals, KG and Paul both came and was like, he's a king, dog. We got to give him his respect. They both said that in the locker room after that game, and I heard it. We got to give him his respect. Now, where it sparked up from there to where Paul took him out the top five and all, but when you play against a guy and you're like, well, he may have got his, but he can't guard me on this end, or the ball just bounces a certain way. Those dudes, it's a lack of respect there. And to bring it full circle, that's why KD feels that way about Bron to a deal.
But here, all right, let's really bring this thing full circle to where we started. Here's where I disagree. I do think, look, KD gets, we all know how great KD is, all right? He, top 15 player of all time. He's got the championship monkey off his back. Even as people look kind of side-eyed at those championships, they still know how great he is, and he's got the rings, and you can't say nothing about it. But where we differ is, if Brooklyn wins next year, let's say they're fully healthy,
mm-hmm.
does that really get them? I mean, come on, man. I can argue that team is more talented than Golden State was.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No. I don't think it's clear cut. I think Kevin Durant is trying to make the most of what he has. And I think he's also smart enough to realize that if I just go to a team with really good role players, at some point I'm going to lose. You know, it's not going to work out.
I believe this, Ryan. And KD is awesome. But KD has yet to prove he can lead a team to a championship.
It's true.
You see, right? See,
he didn't
have
to be a leader in Golden State, and that's not disrespect. That was just not his role.
Right, right. He was the best player on the team. We know that, but he didn't, and all that. Oh, he busted the jumper in LeBron's eye. Look, KD played great, but you know this, man. They had Steph, Clay, Draymond on the floor. Cleveland was worried about Steph and Clay.
You couldn't leave.
It's easier to get yours when you got them two dudes on the floor. And so I mean, look, we all thought that's why he went to Brooklyn with Kyrie. If he does that with Kyrie, people going to give him his love. Okay, he led that team. But now Harden out, if Harden shrinks, and I'm just going to throw it because we don't have much time to get into this. Mm. I want quick answer from you. Game six, right?
Mm-hmm.
Against the Bucks.
Yep.
James Harden in the overtime, to me, gave up all his superstar swag and was just like took on the persona of a role player. Just giving it to KD at half court and getting on the side and saying, go do something. Was that more the hamstring or was that Harden shrinking a little bit in the big moment like we've seen in the past at times?
Nah, it was both. Because he's skilled enough to play in slow motion. It was both, Chris.
Right.
Because he had a wide open one that he didn't really want.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're going to have to see how this plays out over time. Yeah. No, I love Harden. I think Harden is awesome. I ain't going to get my rankings right now, but he's the fifth best two guard ever in my book. And he can rise higher if he can start winning. Ooh. But, all right, I'm going to throw this. Yeah, Chris. That's right. I said, MJ, with quickness, MJ, Kobe, Jerry West, D. Wade, and James Harden.
Ray Allen?
James Harden.
Ray Allen, Mr. Big Shot?
James Harden.
Ray hit the shot.
He better than James Harden?
He hit the shot. He clutched.
Ray's bad. Ray's up there.
Who would you rather have? You rather have Jesus with the game on the line? You better call on Jesus.
This ain't no movie. Ray was obviously a better shooter, but give me Harden. But anyway, is Kevin Durant trying to oversell his rings with the Warriors? We want to hear from you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We will continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Ryan, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We are also brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast, because some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery as well, on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Why, oh, why is KD still talking about 2017 and how that was an even matchup? Is he trying to justify those rings that some people just say were easy? Your turn to weigh in. Hello?
Go to Michael over in Richmond, Virginia. You're on Fox Sports Radio, baby. Talk to me.
Oh, man, hey, look, yeah, he's trying to get some love, and I just don't see it. He actually, I gave my equivalent would be like Patrick Mahomes losing to Tampa Bay again, Tom Brady retires, and then he go join Tampa Bay because he couldn't beat him when it counted. So, no, he had his chance this time at Brooklyn. He didn't quite come through. I think KD can ball. But I think he's beta. I don't think he's an alpha. I think he's a beta, and he needs somebody to carry him to the next level. That's the difference, in my mind, between him and LeBron.
LeBron has proven he can lead teams to championships.
No, what I'm saying is he's saying he's not LeBron, but I'm saying KD just needed some help. I don't think KD is the beta. I wouldn't go there. Dwight in Indiana, man, what you thinking, brother? You're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, love the show. I love it when Chris Broussard is teamed up with Ryan Holland. Well, I'm loving y'all connection, man.
I really start teaching lessons when Ryan's on. You know.
Hey,
appreciate it, Dwight.
Hey, I love the show, man. Ryan, I love the knowledge you bring, my man. Let me say this real quick. KD, man, when KD went to Golden State, that was the weakest move ever. He was too good to go to that team, man. And everybody always want to compare when LeBron went to Miami. Look, when LeBron did that, that Miami Heat team was not a playoff team the previous year.
Yeah, but he went there with Chris Bosh.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I remember that. He didn't just go by himself.
Right, exactly. That's true. That's exactly true. But like you just mentioned, Chris, LeBron has proven he can win championships without having a super team with him. He did it last year with the Lakers, and he did it with Kyrie and Kyrie and Kevin Love in Cleveland. And let me say this one more thing. I really think KD, Kyrie, and you, Ryan, you mentioned Paul Pierce. Them guys jealous of LeBron, man. I'm just going to go ahead and say it for what it is. If him and several other guys in the NBA circles, I should say, are jealous of LeBron. Let's just go ahead and say it for what it is, man. Them dudes are jealous. And that's pretty much the bottom line, you know?
Well, look, I do think there's some jealousy of LeBron because obviously he's been running the NBA for a while. Ryan, I've never heard your view on this, but I have said this. What KD did when he went to Golden State was similar in principle to what LeBron did when he went to Miami, in that they both basically stacked the deck for themselves.
Let me finish.
It was worse, you know, to use that terminology, what KD did, because they were already a championship team and they won 73 games the year before. So LeBron's had more of a challenge because that was a team that was, you know, still had to come together and win. But the similarity is that both of them essentially stacked the deck. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I agree. And you got to understand this, too, to KD's credit, if we are going to give some. Steph Curry and Klay, they submitted and said, hey, like, we want, like, forget our egos. I'll get less shots. I'll play defense. We want you. Like, right. Steph was like, I'll give you the ball. Like, I don't need to shine. Like, so there is a degree. It wasn't like he sought them out necessarily, but it was a super deal. Yeah.
I think it was mutual. Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, let's go to Robert in Big O, Georgia in the house. What up, Rob? You on Fox Sports Radio, man. Talk to me.
What's going on, Ryan and Chris? How y'all doing, man?
What up, brother?
What's going on? Yeah, I just definitely want to say, man, I don't think it's a case of him trying to prove that he didn't want a championship. I think he just wants the credit because, like you guys are saying, he won a championship, and for some reason, everybody seemed to discredit his championship because of the team he joined. But when LeBron went to Miami, he joined two other Hall of Famers and then got Ray Allen, which was four Hall of Famers on the team. But no, everybody don't look at it as a cheat code. But when Kevin Durant, it's like, oh, well, I guess because he went to Golden State, it's like, oh, well, he did a cheat code.
So people he's looking did, like, though. You remember this. When LeBron went there initially, people did look at it as a cheat code. He was getting crushed. And what helped LeBron, ironically, is that they lost the first year. Because then people saw it when they won the second, third year. Then people were like, okay, it was a challenge. Had they won that first year, people might have been like, looked at it almost like KD. So I think that helped LeBron, interestingly enough. All right, we got Brandon Marshall, co-host of First Things First, coming up in a minute. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, you remember him as an all-pro wide receiver, but now he has made quite the name for himself as a personality, a broadcaster. He is the co-host of First Things First. I go at it with him every morning on Fox Sports 1. My man, Brandon Marshall. What up, bro?
Chris B., what's up, man?
Oh, it's great to have you on. It's great to have you on. And we got Ryan Hollins with us. And for Rob, now look, you have been, and this one of the areas I respect you so much in, you have really been outspoken about mental health challenges for athletes, for yourself, for other athletes in general. And I know this isn't a quote-unquote mental health issue, but still, you want to get into the psyche of the team and all that. So what if you were called in, like if you had a chance to say something to the Phoenix Suns tonight about tomorrow's game six, what would it be?
It would literally be, you know, I would say, let's look down the bench. Look at the other team. You see Giannis, that's the example, right? You can't get too high. You can't get too low. Look at Devin Booker, you know, he had a terrible, was it a game two? And then he had that bounce back game three, right? Like, you have to really lock in and not get too low and start pressing. You can't press. So I would literally just say, guys, just be yourself and be okay with the outcome. Giannis talked about that months ago, and people thought he was crazy. Like, oh, my goodness, this is counterculture to being an athlete. Like, we talked about him on our show. But that is the perfect place to be. It's like, don't worry about that. Just go out there and do your job. Like, these are professional athletes. So I would highlight Giannis. I would even highlight Booker. You know, he could have easily went the other way and started to press. And when you press, you know, you start making more mistakes. You got to go out there and say, you know what? I'm taking one play at a time, one quarter at a time, and this is the only game. And whatever matters, like, it's cool. I gave it my all. And so Monty seems to have the perfect tone when it comes to that because, you know, he's not a guy to get too high, too low. So he's the perfect person to deliver this message. Because at the end of the day, like, if you really look at it, like, these teams, like, I'm one that says that the Suns are a better team. You go back to March 1st, they are the hottest team in the NBA. And then you have the Atlanta Hawks and then the 76ers. And you saw what they've done up until this point. So there's an argument that they're the best team. They're their better team. Or at worst, it's equal. So why are we not producing at that level? So, you know, Monty's the perfect person to deliver that message in my mind.
B, what's good with you, brother? What's good with you, man?
What's up, baby? What's up?
My dog.
First off, like, you guys are just now inviting me. Well, actually, I think you guys invited me.
You were on once before, I think.
Man, that might have been when I was a player or something. I don't know, man. You guys, I should have been on this show 10 times already.
Blame Chris, man. Chris,
dog. We're talking about 8 minutes. What's going on? 8 minute pops. I could call in and give Chris more crap on my way home, driving in. Like, are you kidding me?
Hey, man, blame Chris. Hey, I need some more help blaming Chris right now. B, keep it a buck, bro.
Ryan be trying to get
hold on. Let real talk to real right now, okay?
Right.
Giannis was the MVP. Then he came back and was the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. Then he threatened to get out. They gave him P.J. Tucker, Drew Holiday. His coach finally start making adjustments. Tell me, B, is this Giannis getting put in better positions where he's not jacking up threes, playing one-on-one? Or is this the coaching staff? Chris, no.
Say it like you said it last hour.
Is this the coach? Okay.
He said Ryan. He said Giannis is the same dang player he was two years ago and against Miami.
Why can't
last
you
year.
Let me ask?
Because you was trying to sugarcoat.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Giannis isn't the same player from the first series of this postseason. You know, look at – and we talked about it today on our show where, you know, think about last series, him jacking up threes and how he was hurting his team. You know, everybody was building that wall and they were, building that wall in the paint and then they were giving him that shot. And he was taking them. Now he's not doing that. Now he's picking and choosing, but now he's getting his guys involved. So if you just hone in on just that one thing, you can see that he's not the same player. So, you know, a lot of people are like, well, he's still not shooting the ball well. He's still not great from the free throw line, but he's impacting the game in other ways. Also go back to, you know, how he gets Chris involved. Like, that's different. Like, Giannis is – elevation is more on a mindset, man. Like, he could have easily said, I'm the man, I'm going to take control. So there was two 40 back-to-back 40-point games. And then Chris Middleton was taken off. He was cold. What did he end up doing, which is counterculture to most superstars? He said, you know what? I'm cold right now. Let me just make sure Chris get in the rhythm and let me ride his wave. So Giannis, man, is next level when it comes to, man, his mindset and his basketball IQ. But Coach Bud is making some adjustments. I know that was a thing last year, just listening to Nick a lot. Nick didn't love how Coach Bud was just stuck, you know, in the same old mold. You know, right. It's like, oh, we're only going to play Giannis for 32 minutes a night, and he would not play him extra, you know. So, you know, I think they're both evolving.
Brandon, hold on. Giannis realized he wasn't that good, because that's all I heard, and that he said, I need to pass the ball. That's what you said, B, right?
See what I'm dealing with?
I see what you're dealing with. But here's the thing with Giannis, man, and LeBron has this, but LeBron, you know, he doesn't say it, right? But remember, we crushed LeBron for so long. It's like, yo, where's that killer instinct? You're not MJ. Why aren't you taking the last shot? Like the LeBron was okay passing the ball.
Right.
Whether it was the last play of the game or just critical moments where it's like, you know, it's time for you to shoot the ball every time. That's what we're accustomed to seeing Kobe doing. We're accustomed to seeing MJ doing. And LeBron wasn't that. Giannis is that, but he's just, you know, he's talking about it. He's like, oh, I don't get too high, I don't get too low. Well, Giannis, do you think the postseason is going to be different? I don't know. I can't control that. Like, what? What are you talking about, Giannis? That's not what a superstar is supposed to say. So, you know, I just think he – go ahead.
You're not all the way sold is what I heard.
No, I'm sold on Giannis. I am sold on Giannis. Here's what I was saying.
He needs to play to his strengths like he's been doing.
Yep, and you've been talking about that a lot, yep. Chris. But here's my thing is next year, I don't think this team is good enough. Like, this is the perfect situation. Just like last year was the perfect situation with LeBron James and the Lakers. You know, LeBron and his leadership getting his team through the bubble and the entire pandemic. It took leadership. That you look in football, the Tampa Bay Bucks, that leadership from Bruce Arians, the leadership from Tom Brady, they were the ones that was able to stand, that was left standing at the end of the year. So now you look at this year, perfect situation, so many guys down, right? And so next year, that's going to be different, man. Like, Philly's going to be better.
Hopefully, the
Nets be healthier.
We know the team you pointing to, and that's Brooklyn.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to ask – yes, we got 2 minutes. I'm going to ask you this. Because we were talking about Kevin Durant earlier. He was on social media kind of big up in his championships with Golden State. Do you – and, you know, people kind of – yeah, they give him love. He's a great player. He won those championships. But, you know, they put, like, a little mental asterisk on him because the team was so great without him. Do you think him winning it with Brooklyn next year, if they're healthy, does that get that asterisk off of him? You know, that people say, yes, he's awesome, but he's always had these stacked teams. Do you think that'll do it next year or it'll still be there?
That's a tough one because his team is still stacked. But I think,
yes,
you know, whenever you can do it in multiple cities and you do it on a different team, it definitely changes the conversation. It almost feels similar to Kobe, right? Kobe doing it without Shaq. Man, it's going to be hard, man, because they still have James Harden. They still have Kyrie. Like, there's no team in the NBA that's going to beat them if that team is healthy. We saw that in a small sample size, 8 games. We saw that. So I don't know if it does, Chris. It's going to be an interesting conversation next year because there's still a stacked team, but it's his team. You know what I mean? So, you know, it may help out a little bit.
So Giannis is fortunate. Hold on. So Giannis is very fortunate is what I'm hearing, B.
Yes,
you don't believe in them,
Giannis stuff.
Listen, every year is different. Every year is different. It's like, who's going to take advantage of the opportunity? It's a war of attrition. Like, this is what comes with pro sports. You never know. Next year it could be the same situation. But when you look at that team compared to, you know, the Nets or even a healthier LeBron James team, like, come on, man. Like, even if the like
the outcome would be different. Even the Suns, if the Suns are fortunate to be in this situation, now they're good.
So hold on, So Giannis is more of a wide receiver than the dominant quarterback. LeBron's a dominant quarterback. Giannis is a dominant wide receiver who needs pieces around him, is what you're saying.
Oh, well, I see you look at you. You trying to get me.
He's obsessed with Giannis. Look. You hear this.
I hear him. No, man.
That's my dog, man.
But come on, man. Like, come on. Like, look at his big three compared to.
Right. He's doing it without another superstar.
Right. Or LeBron James got AD. Right. Come on, man. You know, now, who would have thought that Chris Middleton would step up? I mean, what is he averaging, 25 or 28 points in his finals?
He's doing work, but he has been inconsistent, too.
Yeah,
you know, he's played well the last few games, but
that's right.
Yo, we got to run, brother. Hey. I'm up against it, but yo, so I appreciate only, the not time.
Only, yeah, now so you invite me once in a year, and then you only give me 8 minutes, man.
Nah, we gonna get you on for a lead. We gonna get you on.
Stop
for a
saying
lead,
we but, like I have a chance. I have a say in this, Chris. I have no say. This is all you.
I'm gonna talk to the higher ups and start flexing my muscle. I'm gonna talk to the higher ups and start flexing my muscle. All right, brother. I'll see you in the morning, man.
All right, baby.
That is the great Brandon Marshall, co-host of First Things First. We are the I Couple. Sources say is next. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It's The Odd Couple in the Magic City Monday. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is time, folks, for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss and try to figure out if these guys who claim to be journalists, who claim to be reputable members of the media, can tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. Now, if I recall, Ryan, you got skunked last week.
So, I think the last 2 weeks.
So this is your chance for redemption, my man.
I beat Rob one time.
All right, so let's get to it, guys. Story number one. My sources say that one of the guys who composed the music for the Olympics opening ceremony had to quit after he was caught bragging about making a disabled boy eat feces.
Oh, gosh.
Ryan, are my sources good?
No, your sources ain't good, man. That did not happen.
You couldn't have made that up. If you made that up, shame on you. The only way it can't be true is if it's some other, like you just threw in a little hitch where it wasn't the guy that wrote the Olympic song, but it was somebody else. But I'm going to say true. See,
I wish I would have made that. That's a dark story,
Ryan,
to make up.
Right. What kind of mind would Rob G have to make up something like that?
You don't want to know what Rob put me through as soon as I walked in. I have my reasons,
that's
man.
True. That is a big fact. All right, here we go. Story number two. My sources say that UCLA basketball player Johnny Juzang, you know, he was one of the heroes of the March Madness run. He's going back to school, but he just signed a name, image, and likeness deal with a Jewish bakery because it's going to be selling Johnny Jew Zang cookies. Chris, are my sources good?
It's hard to imagine Jews doing that. That almost sounds sacrilegious. Is he Jewish? He's not Jewish.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to say false.
Yeah, nah, bro. Nah, that's
foul
reading it. Who wrote? Now you say the other one was foul for him to write, okay? He wrote this one out.
You sit on a throne of lies.
No, there ain't no such thing as Johnny Jew Zang cookies.
Ryan said true.
No, I didn't, man.
All right, all right.
Can you imagine if they did do that, though? I'd buy him. I like Johnny Jew Zang. He's great.
Unless Johnny Jew Zang is Jewish, I mean, my goodness.
Well, no, Jerry Jeudy was walking around with a Star David necklace at the Super Bowl. He is nothing to him, and he ain't Jewish.
He might be.
No, he's not. He just said because people call him Jew because his name's Judy. So we got the Star David necklace. You remember that?
Yeah, that's a little sacrilegious too.
It was a nice necklace,
though. But he might be Jewish.
Had a lot of
diamonds. Why you say he's Jewish? Because he's black?
No, because he said he's not Jewish. Gosh. All right, here we go. Story number three. My sources.
Hey, Iowa Sam, get the bongos ready.
My sources say that according to several media outlets, Rich Paul, the super agent, is currently dating Adele, the singer. Ryan, are my sources good?
Nah, Rich, I don't think Rich is doing that. I'm going to text him. I don't think Rich.
Yes, he is. Get the bongos ready. Get the bongos. Ryan, I want you to listen, and I want you to listen good. The champ is here.
We got to go to break, man.
The champ is here.
We got to go to break, Chris. We got to go to break, man.